It's an extra rare event in presidential history. It really is. And the president on the road in Ohio yesterday, Vandalia, Ohio, said that he will choose a woman to fill the Supreme Court vacancy left by Ruth Bader Ginsburg with her passing on Friday. Of course, he's waiting until she lies in repose. That will be Wednesday and Thursday at the Supreme Court, allowing the grieving process, and then he will make an announcement Friday or Saturday. Joining here, Aaron Perini, the Director of Press Communications of the 2020 Trump campaign. Aaron, welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you here. You know, in a year when you think things can't get any more intense, man, this happens. But constitutionally speaking, 29 times it's happened, 29 times through the history of the country. There have been nominations made in election years. 19 times they've been approved and seated on the Supreme Court. They have been put through, right? So the president is going to follow through on this, and he's going to choose a woman. We know that. What else can you tell us?
Well, we certainly don't want to get ahead of the White House on anything, but you're right. In the history, every president has done their constitutional duty, which is to put forward a nominee for the Supreme Court. And the Senate, under Mitch McConnell, has indicated they are going to do their constitutional duty, which is to consider, to advise, and provide consent on whatever nominee the president puts forward. But unlike Joe Biden, who refuses to put out a list of who he would even consider for the Supreme Court, President Trump in 2016 as a candidate put forward a list of incredibly qualified individuals and selected from that list twice. And then you see him again now, just the other week, put forward more names that he would consider for the Supreme Court. And he has indicated that, again, he will pick someone from that list. It's an incredibly transparent process with President Trump.
It is. In fact, it was kind of an icebreaker when he put out in 2016 a list of potential Supreme Court nominees. It's not something that had normally happened in the past. I don't remember it ever happening in the past. So it was very critical. And the court has become more pivotal, as we know. So with that in mind, you've got the Democrats on the other side, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, plus the people at some of the networks, threats of rule changes, a court packing, impeachment efforts, retaliation, you know, people protesting outside of senators' homes. I don't think that sells well to the American people. Your thoughts?
I think that's right. I think the American people don't want to see a super legislator from the bench. And, you know, Democrats and their allies in the media are, you know, kind of taking this mob boss mentality, like, oh, well, if President Trump wins, we'd hate to see something happen to your electoral college. And, oh, if President Trump doesn't win, we'd hate to have something happen to your Supreme Court and pack the Supreme Court to try and muddy the waters and water down their weight that they carry. It's a co-equal branch of government that exists so that no one part of the government has too much power. And so Democrats, I mean, they're talking about packing the Supreme Court. They're talking about rules changes because they're acting like petulant children. They don't get their way, so they throw a temper tantrum and
change,
say, that's
it,
I'm going to take my toys and go home.
Yeah, if we can't win the game with these rules, Aaron, we'll just change the rules. And I want to go back to what you just mentioned. Aaron Perini here, Director of Press Communications for the 2020 Trump campaign, and that is the threats to pack the court. John Roberts has been a bit squishy for some conservatives on some important issues, so it is. But one thing that we all have come to learn about John Roberts, he cares about the integrity of the court. At least that's what he is pursuing. The historical relevance and how it will be reflected on in years to come. And this is a direct attack. These threats to pack the court are a direct attack on the Supreme Court, on one of the three co-equal branches of government. Like you said, how can that stand?
Well, even Ruth Bader Ginsburg was saying that you should have 9 justices on the Supreme Court. But again, Democrats are petulant children. If they don't get their way, they're going to throw a temper tantrum and try and change the rules and pack the Supreme Court of the United States. That really should worry every American. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican. The fact that Democrats who feel like they don't get their way want to try and change the entire judicial branch of the United States to better fit their political motives, that's disgusting, and that should be terrifying, because that will, again, try and change the balance of power. They are trying to suppress the weight of the United States Supreme Court in order to give the legislative branch more power. That is an absolutely disgusting act, an attempt by Democrats. And Joe Biden refuses to answer the question as to whether or not he would pack the Supreme Court. Again, because he knows he would try to, because that's what his left-wing socialist handlers are telling him to do.
Right. So there you go. So there you look at it. And I'm going to say this about the Kavanaugh effect while we're on this subject. Of all the Democrats that were from right-leaning states at all, or purple states, that went after Brett Kavanaugh and voted against his nomination, 4-for-4 lost in 2018. After Chuck Schumer said, remember this and go vote. Well, apparently people in Indiana, North Dakota, Missouri, and Florida remembered quite clearly. They went and voted. They threw out 4 incumbent Democrat senators, a pretty rare event in American politics in and of itself. The one guy, Joe Manchin, that voted to support Brett Kavanaugh, kept his job. So I think that I mean, this is going to have an impact on the election, and maybe not the way that Democrats think. Your thoughts?
Well, I think that's right. I mean, Democrats think that by really trying to use political threats against people that they perceive as adversaries, instead of doing their role, which is just to advise and consent, they are trying to play political games every step of the way, and the American people don't like that. They don't want partisan hackery when it comes to who they put on the Supreme Court, who sits on the Supreme Court of the United States. But that's what they get with Democrats. They see through it. They don't like it. And it's going to be probably a pretty pivotal part of the election as the House and these senators move on this, because on one hand, the Democrats want to stay in lockstep with each other. But on another hand, they know that their better conscience tells them that they should actually thoroughly vet and look at an individual. And you know, I remember Lindsey Graham's impassioned speech during the Kavanaugh hearings about how disgusting Democrats had been and how unfortunate it was where they were trying to absolutely destroy the character of an individual.
Right.
And that's what they're trying to do already. And so, you know, Democrats need to be very careful here, because partisan hackery won't work when it comes to the judicial branch.
Yeah, the Democrats are going to try to frame this, Aaron, as a referendum on abortion for the next 40 days. I don't think it is. I don't think that Roe v. Wade just disappears. I don't believe that happens. However, when Joe Biden says that he would have voted against D.C. versus Heller in Second Amendment rights, I do think that gun rights and other critical issues to Americans are up for grabs with the Supreme Court. I believe the president gets it done here, because even though Murkowski and Collins said they don't think that a vote or a nomination should be put up, of course one's going to be put up. They didn't say they wouldn't vote on it. They just said that it shouldn't be put up. I think they vote on it when it's all said and done, and I think the president then runs on that, and the economy, and the response to the coronavirus. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, I think that this is just one of the many things that will be part of President Trump's incredible message for 4 more years, right? Whether it comes to the incredible jurists, or the economy, or the response to coronavirus, or any number of things. This president has been an exceptional leader in the United States, and the American people see that, and that's why you see President Trump on the rise in polls all across the country.
All right. Well, Aaron, I greatly appreciate you, as always. Thank you for being here. Aaron Perini, Director of Press Communications, 2020 Trump Campaign. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. A quick break. We're going to do some weighing in of the people of what they're thinking. Don't go anywhere. Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
If I told you you could save tens of thousands of dollars over the life of a WellConnect unit, would you listen? Let me tell you, WellConnect is a heating and cooling system that can literally save you a ton of money. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, this might just change your mind. Using your well water, you can reduce your heating bills by hundreds of dollars a year. No, I'm not kidding. WellConnect will pay for itself and will keep you comfortable the whole year. WellConnect is made in Alpena, Michigan, and it's easy as 1, 2, 3. First, if you have a well, find out if your home is a good fit for a Well Connect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a Well Connect system installed with no money down financing. Call 989-356-2113 and go to their website, wellconnectsaves.com. 989-356-2113, wellconnectsaves.com. Getting a Well Connect is a no-brainer. You'll be glad you did.
I'm a counselor for the Michigan Problem Gambling Helpline. People don't want to call us. They're ashamed, and they don't think they can be helped. I have years of experience as a counselor, and real-life experience, too. I was a gambler once myself, so nothing you say can shock me. It's my job to help you, so call me.
Call 1-800-270-7117 for help. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.